Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Did you know that the Bible is actually a book of 66 separate books, written over 1,600 years by 40 different authors on three different continents? The fact that the Bible has only one theme is really a miracle. You know, it'd be one thing if one person wrote the Bible. For instance, the Quran was written by one person, Muhammad. The Analects of Confucius were written by Confucius. And the writings of Buddha are written by one man, Buddha. So you'd expect them to be uniform. On the other hand, as I said, the Bible was written by 40 different people in every age and every stage of life. They all wrote the same story. It's the story of God's love for you in His Son, Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if it's the prophets or the poets or the princes and the kings who wrote or the sailors and soldiers, they all had the same story. Did you know that some of the Bible was written in homes and other parts were written in prison and other parts were actually written on ships? You couldn't have put that all together by a more diverse group of authors. And yet the story is the same. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is all about God redeeming man. And Jesus is the star of the story. That's why I believe only God could have put the Bible together. And that's why every day here on Daily Hope, we continue to look into God's Word for our life, our light, and our sustenance. Let's get started.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called 40 Days of Love. This is part one of a message called The Secrets of Lasting Love, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get this entire teaching collection called 40 Days of Love for your personal audio library on CD or MP3 download. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. And now here's Rick with today's message.
Whenever you're going through massive change, there's one thing you can always count on that never changes. It is the unchanging love of God. It never changes. It is constant. It is steadfast. It is unchanging. It is unwavering. It is enduring. The Bible says this, if you take out your message notes, God says, I will show you my love forever. In other words, it's eternal. God's love does not change. I will show you my love forever. So says the Lord who saves you. And the foundation for a stable life, no matter what you go through in life, is the unchanging love of God. I know that a lot of things will change in my life, but one thing I know will never change is God will never stop loving me. Now, here's the catch. God commands you to give that same kind of unchanging love to everybody else. Look at the next verse. Jesus said, I command you to love each other in the same way that I love you. That means reliable, unchanging, consistent, steadfast, unwavering, eternal, enduring love. How do you do that? I think it was Euripides who once said, it's not real love unless it's eternal. Is that possible? Is it possible to even have a love that lasts an entire life? The divorce rate in America is now 41% of all first marriages, 41%. The divorce rate for second-time marriages is 60%. And the divorce rate for third marriages is 73%. The odds get less likely. Now, how is it that you can have a love that lasts a lifetime? Loving other people with the same way that God loves you, consistently, unconditionally, eternally. I think it was Mark Twain who once said, you don't really understand perfect love till you've been married at least a quarter of a century. I think there's some wisdom in that. I mean, to me, love at first sight is no big deal. It's just attraction and arousal. To me, the miracle is when people have looked at each other for an entire life and still love each other. That's the miracle. Love at first sight's no big deal. Love that lasts a lifetime, that is a big deal. And that's what we're going to look at this weekend. In fact, let me just ask you, how many of you have been married, or if maybe your spouse is already in heaven, you have been married for at least 25 years? Can I see your hands? Okay. Congratulations. Let me ask, those of you who have been married, let's say 40 years or longer, would you stand up and stay standing for a minute? Been married 40 years or longer. Look at this. Look at this. Great. Now, I want to ask all of you to come to the stage right now and help me teach this message. You can be seated. Anybody here been married 50 years or longer? Would you stand up? 50 years or longer. Look at this. Look at this. Fantastic. God bless you. Now, here's my question to you, those of you who've been married 50 years or longer. It was easy, right? All right, be seated. You know, I can guarantee you this. If you were to take any of these people and ask them to share their testimony of their marriage, they would tell you that it was not easy, that it is difficult to stay in love, to stick together. And there are a million times in life when every bone in your body says, this is too hard, I give up, I quit, I'm moving out. But they didn't. And if you're going to build a love that lasts a lifetime, you have to figure out how to overcome what I call the deadly D's. And every relationship, whether it's a friendship or a marriage, goes through the deadly D's. Difficulties, disagreements, differences, discord, disappointment, defeat, dead ends, depression, delay, doubt, distance, death, debt, demands, difficulties. Those are not easy things to overcome. But those who just stood overcame the big D, divorce. How do you have a love that lasts a lifetime? Well, there are some things that you must never do if you're going to build a love that lasts a lifetime.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for being with us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you're enjoying this series in today's message, but can't really dive into it because you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, kids to pick up, or meals to cook, then let us send you a copy of this entire series, which includes 6 full-length teachings from Pastor Rick. That way, you can listen from start to finish or just a little at a time, whenever it's best for you. You can even go back and listen over and over to your favorite messages. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a 6 audio CD box set or 6 downloadable high-quality MP3s. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this series. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. Now let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Love at first sight's no big deal. Love that lasts a lifetime, that is a big deal. And that's what we're going to look at this weekend. In fact, let me just ask you, how many of you have been married, or if maybe your spouse is already in heaven, you have been married for at least 25 years? Can I see your hands? Okay. Congratulations. Let me ask, those of you who've been married, let's say 40 years or longer, would you stand up and stay standing for a minute? Been married 40 years or longer. Look at this. Look at this. Great. Now, I want to ask all of you to come to the stage right now and help me teach this message. You can be seated. Anybody here been married 50 years or longer? Would you stand up? 50 years or longer. Look at this.
Look at this. Fantastic. God bless you. Now, here's my question to you, those of you who've been married 50 years or longer. It was easy, right? All right, be seated. You know, I can guarantee you this. If you were to take any of these people and ask them to share their testimony of their marriage, they would tell you that it was not easy, that it is difficult to stay in love, to stick together. And there are a million times in life when every bone in your body says, this is too hard, I give up, I quit, I'm moving out. But they didn't. And if you're going to build a love that lasts a lifetime, you have to figure out how to overcome what I call the deadly D's. And every relationship, whether it's a friendship or a marriage, goes through the deadly D's. Difficulties, disagreements, differences, discord, disappointment, defeat, dead ends, depression, delay, doubt, distance, death, debt, demands, difficulties. Those are not easy things to overcome. But those who just stood overcame the big D, divorce. How do you have a love that lasts a lifetime? Well, there are some things that you must never do if you're going to build a love that lasts a lifetime. Back in the late 60s, there was a group called the Association Music Group. Anybody remember this group? Oh, you're very old. If you raise your hand, you are very old. And in 1967, they did a number one hit called Never My Love. Never My Love. Interesting thing about that song is it also went back in the last 40 years to number one four other times, recorded by three other groups. It just kept coming back. Today we're going to look at the things you must never do if you're going to build a love that lasts a lifetime. There on your outline, we're in 1 Corinthians 13, the passage we've looked at for all of these weeks during 40 days of love. And it says this in verse 7, love never stops being patient, never stops believing, never stops hoping, never gives up. These are the habits of a lifetime of loving. If you're going to learn to love other people the way that God loves you, if you're going to learn how to have a lasting love that makes it all the way through life, you have to develop the four habits that are talked about in this verse we just read. If you're going to take notes, the first thing that you have to learn to do is you got to have to learn that lasting love extends grace. Lasting love extends grace. Now, no relationship will make it without grace. And the Bible tells us that this is part of love. Because you're not going to have a relationship unless you have forgiveness, mercy, patience, acceptance, grace. You got to cut people some slack. You got to let things pass. You have to put up with a lot. Everybody agree with that? You have to put up with a lot. You have to extend grace. The Bible says this, love never stops being patient. The Message paraphrase of that verse says, it puts up with anything. The New Century Translation says, it patiently accepts all things. And New Jerusalem Bible Translation says, it is always ready to make allowances. You have to allow for mistakes. Now, this word here in Greek, which says it's always patient, is the word stergo. It means literally cover with a roof. It's the word for, would you buy a house without a roof? Of course not. You'd have no protection from the winds and the rain. A roof covers and protects your home. And in the same way, this kind of love, patient love, gracious love, it covers a relationship and it lets some things slide. It doesn't call people into account for every mistake that they make. People damage pretty easily. And you need a roof on your relationship. And that roof is the kind of love that extends grace. Now, why is grace essential to relationships? Well, because you married a sinner, and she married a bigger one. You're imperfect. Your spouse is imperfect. Or if you're in a relationship, you're imperfect and your friend is imperfect. And two imperfect people will never create a perfect relationship. It isn't going to happen. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage, so stop trying to find one. There's no such thing as a perfect friendship. Stop trying to find one. Because two imperfect people cannot create a perfect relationship. It isn't going to happen on this planet. The Bible says this up here on the screen, Romans 3:10. There is no one who always does what is right, not even one. None of us get it right 100% of the time. In fact, this next verse says, if we say we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. In other words, if you think the relational problems in your life are all the other person's fault, you're out of touch with reality. Because the truth is, we all make mistakes. And it takes, as I say, two to tango, and it takes two to tangle, and it takes two to disagree. And it's never just one person's fault. There's always a part on both sides. And the Bible says we have to extend grace to each other. Why? Because forgiveness is a two-way street. And you don't want to burn the bridge that you need yourself to walk over to get into heaven. Jesus said we cannot receive what we're unwilling to give to other people. Now, the Bible tells us that the way you build a strong relationship is to treat other people the way God treats you. In fact, on Romans 15:7, it says this, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you. You accept them. That's extending grace. Now, one of the ways you accept people is simply by listening to them. When you listen to people, you're giving them a great gift. Grace listens. Because the reason you get so judgmental is you're not really listening to the other person. You're not listening to where they're coming from, what they're saying. And God gave you two ears and one mouth. That's why you should listen twice as much as you talk. You know, I read this week that a bullfrog, when it's croaking, that God created a muscle inside that bullfrog that goes to its brain, that when a bullfrog is croaking, it cannot hear that tone. It cannot hear the obnoxious noise it's making. I know a lot of humans like that. You're not intentionally obnoxious. I mean, you don't get up in the morning and go, I think I'm going to be irritating today. I think I'm going to tick everybody off. I think today I'm just going to be obnoxious. No, you don't hear yourself. And that's why the rest of us have to show you grace. And that's why you need to show grace to other people and other people need to show it to you. Because sometimes you don't even know what you're saying. You can't even hear it. We all need grace. The Bible says this, be humble and gentle with each other. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults. It says if you're going to have a love that lasts, you've got to learn to make allowances for the mistakes and the faults and everything else, the flubs and everything in other people's lives. Kay knows that there are two times every week she needs to make allowance for me. It's when I'm the grumpiest, when I'm the most tired, and she makes allowance, and she graciously loves me and shows grace and gives me a wide berth these two times a week. One of them is Monday morning, because Monday morning, after doing six services and talking to people on the patio, I am always emotionally drained, and she's very gentle and very kind with me. She makes allowances, and if I say something cranky, she just writes it off. It's Monday morning. Rick is tired. And the other time that she writes off is Saturday afternoon, right before I start the services, because every Saturday afternoon I get PMS. Pre-message syndrome. Actually, you know what PMS stands for? Punish my spouse. Do you know why it takes three women with PMS to change a light bulb? It just does! Now, don't write me, okay, don't. Men are just as temperamental, 90% temper, 10% mental. Okay. Don't write me. I know it's a serious illness, and yeah, okay. Who do you need to show grace to this week? My pastor, for the bad jokes he just told. Okay, but the truth is, we just have to cut each other a little slack. That's the starting point. Show grace, because love never stops being patient. Now, here's the second key. Love, lasting love, just doesn't extend grace. It expresses faith. This is the kind of love, if you want a marriage that lasts a lifetime or friendship that lasts a lifetime, lasting love expresses faith. Faith and love are intertwined because love is built on trust. I'm talking about confidence. I'm talking about trusting people, believing in people. That's what love is. I believe in you. I trust you. I have confidence in you. Faith is not fearful, and love is not fearful. It's not anxious. The Bible says there is no fear in love. If you are afraid of someone, you don't love them. If they are afraid of you, they don't love you. The Bible says there is no fear in love. Love and fear are opposites. And the Bible says that faith and love go together because love is built on trust. When you trust somebody, then you love them. You cannot love someone you don't trust. If you're going to love somebody, you have to not only extend them grace, you have to express faith. I believe in you. I trust you. Because the Bible says this, love never stops believing. The NIV translation says love always trusts, always trusts. The New Living Translation says love never loses faith. Now, there are three kinds of people in the world. There are the gullible people who believe anything. They trust anything you say. By the way, did you know that the word gullible is not in the dictionary? Really? How many believe that? There are the gullible who will fall for anything. There are the cynics who believe nothing. They're skeptical of everything. They are sarcastic. They're cynical. They are untrusting. They are questioning of everything. They believe nothing. They are suspicious. They're the gullible, and they're the cynics. And then there are the healthy people. And the healthy people are those who love. And the Bible says love always trusts. Love never loses faith. They give people the benefit of the doubt. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think, well, don't answer this aloud, but do you think that it is wiser or more foolish to overtrust? Because every single psychological study says it's far better to be overtrusting than it is to be overly cynical.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you'd like to have this entire series on CD or downloadable MP3s for your personal library, just contact us today and request the 40 Days of Love complete audio series by Pastor Rick Warren. We'll send it to you right away as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. The collection includes 6 complete commercial-free messages from Pastor Rick Warren that are sure to be a blessing to you and your loved ones. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. And thanks so much for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I'm so glad you joined me for today's broadcast. I wanted to let you know that these Daily Hope broadcasts are available also as a podcast. You can download them on my website, PastorRick.com. Did you know that? That means you can listen to them any time of the day if you get them in podcast form. They're available on iTunes, and they're available on Google Play, and they're available at my website, PastorRick.com. So check that out. Download a few so you can listen to them when you're not near your radio. Thanks for listening, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.